Good morning, good evening, good night. Come on, come with me on my little stroll here. Yeah, so today is the 29th, I believe. No, 28th, I believe. Yes, 28th of January. I'm talking like I'm confidently knowing. Knowing. Oh, let's talk about knowing. How do you know something is true? What up, Tracy? Good morning, brother. I've been thinking about you. We're gonna chat. I'm gonna send you a message after this. But if you wanna jump on and talk about knowing and how we truly don't know anything, that's the truth. So I was with my friends last night, and we were talking about, we're all like around the same age, 80s babies, right? And we're talking about like knowing. How do you know something is truth? And like, how do you know something's true? So, good morning, brother. So I said that I don't know anything. That's the truth, is that I'm 36, but I truly don't know anything. And she agreed as well. And her other friends, they were kind of in on a conversation, but not so much. But, yeah, I don't think we... And I told her, like, listen, that mentality, I take that mentality that I don't know anything because it forces me to learn, right? Like, it forces me to learn a lot of stuff that I otherwise would not, like, understand. Or I wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be challenged. I wouldn't push myself to learn because I know everything. Why, like, learn anything when I know everything? So, it's just interesting that the people, this is not like a judgment, okay? The people who claim to know the most are the ones you should be leery about and maybe not listen to. Because if they say they know everything and the world is an ever-evolving, adapting, like, creature, there's no way you're going to know everything because right now there's a big evolution in consciousness. What is consciousness? Again, no one truly knows it. So I was learning yesterday, because I'm always learning, right? Yesterday, about how, like, we don't know if this should be true, but I believe the answer that was given is that consciousness, like, there's nowhere for consciousness. So, for instance, they say that consciousness is in your prefrontal cortex. But they don't know that, right? That's what they say. 5 minutes in. 5 minutes in, baby. Woo! I'm just doing some breathing. Just do some breathing with me. If you are going through psychological suffering, just breathe. Because not two opposites can exist at the same time. I talked about this yesterday on my podcast, right? That's why I'm like, look, someone asked me if I'm high. Yeah, I'm high off air, normal air. And as I said, I smoke weed sometimes, but it's when I'm working out, when I'm getting a workout in, like right now, that's how you get high off your own supply. But we'll talk about box breathing and stuff like that. But again, I need to learn. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Back. It's slippery. No, I had to make sure I'm going the right way here. So yeah. So basically, like, it's in the prefrontal cortex. And like the soul, like, where is the soul located? It's not located anywhere. That's what I believe. Those were the answers. But like, I'm always learning. So that this is the point of today's episode, is about knowing. How do you know? Tracy, it'll be, oh, hold on. I'm gonna see. Go live. Okay, Tracy, I'm gonna. And then we can talk about knowing. If you guys don't know, this is being recorded on Instagram Live. I get my little workout in here. And I asked Tracy to come. But he's actually, okay. Let me tell y'all a story about me meeting Tracy. So he's like, oh, there's another story to that. But I'm not even going to get into that story. We ain't going to have some morning tea. Not morning tea today.
It's gonna be a little love today. It's gonna be all about love. We ain't gonna get into that morning tea. Morning tea. Anyway, so I met Tracy. He's like my twin, but he is like next level. He's gonna be like teaching this. Like, okay, so I'm not gonna give away the secret. I'm not gonna give away the team. The team that's gonna come together like Avengers. Dun 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 dun. But anyway, so yeah, I want Tracy to come. He's actually an LLP practitioner, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And I did Awakening. It's called Awakening Your Warrior Spirit with mindfulness. Mindfulness. What did I say yesterday? What do I keep saying? Heaven on earth is the way to achieve that. So, for instance, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. So the story of me and Tracy. So we figured out that we're like similar. Like he's my polar opposite in a way. And guess what he is? He's a strategic interventionalist. Guess what I do? This is my name. I'm the mental fitness strategic optimization interventionist. I don't know a few words, baby. That's what I do. That's what I am. And you want to know what that is? It is elimination of psychological suffering. That is what I do. I eliminate psychological suffering on the spot. Pow. Cut the cord. Cut it. But yeah, okay. So that's what I do. But Tracy does the same thing. And he's saying, awaken your warrior with mindfulness. Your warrior spirit. Because mindfulness is the key. You got to be just like in the moment. Like right now, in the present moment. Like now, thinking about reflections on the... Just literally what... Like last night... or not last night, well, technically it's like today, because last night was like 4 hours ago. Like mindfulness is like how you get in the zone in the moment. Like it's like just I'm thinking right now, because we forget, okay? I'm thinking right now. Like yesterday was a beautiful, beautiful experience where it's like you literally are so mindful that like you, I don't know how to describe it. Now that I'm thinking back, it's like, wow, it was a beautiful experience. Yeah, it was a beautiful experience now that I think about it. So yeah, that's the key. I believe it's mindfulness. I think I hacked. That's a life hack. Gratitude. Mindfulness and gratitude. There we go. Let's call it the M2 method. That's all. We don't need radical acceptance. Actually, we do need radical acceptance, okay? Okay, you know what? I'm going to reflect on that. I'm going to go. Thank you for listening to this episode. We're going to reflect on that, okay? I think that's the key. Mindfulness. Ooh. Wow. Y'all get 10 minutes of fire this morning. I'm going to finish up my workout and go dance. Ooh, I think I just tapped into the brilliance that is me. But I'm still going to be learning. Always be learning. I listen to stuff at 2.5 speed to 3x speed, depending on the speaker. So I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn today, speed learning. Anyways, remember to always choose love. Deuces.